Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Philip.
Now, the details of this deal have always been a little bit murky. What did the original agreement that Australia entered into with the US entail?
Well, it's never been made public, Philip, so we don't really know exactly what the details are here. You know, what has been made public by our political leaders is that refugees from Manus and Nauru, or at least some of them, will be resettled to the United States. And while we've welcomed that as a solution to an ongoing, painful, cruel problem of Australia's own making for some of those refugees, this cruel ping pong that is being played out now with people's lives just has to stop.
Mm. Well, it is the ping ponging is, yeah, it's real, and it's a real tragedy. The latest information in the US is of course that they're potentially not going to honour this deal, and the ABC is reporting that the White House has backtracked a long way on things. What exactly would it mean for these refugees if the deal is voided?
Well, again, no one knows. I mean, speaking to people on Nauru and Manus, you know, over recent weeks and months when the deal was announced, there was initial excitement, you know, elation for people that their hope has been extinguished largely by the very brutal policies that Australia has put in place. And there was some elation. Then, obviously, since then we've had the Trump election. Now he's come to presidency. It's causing enormous, you know, I don't know how to explain it. I mean, upset, concern. I mean, it's trauma these people have suffered. On Nauru, we've seen cases of child sexual abuse. We've seen rape. We've seen people dying, you know, through inadequate medical treatment or because their hope is so extinguished they've set themselves alight. I mean, this is such a tragic situation for these people. And the very obvious solution to this, which the government should have done a long time ago, is bring these people to Australia. We've got to stop this cruel ping pong today. And, you know, we're calling on our political leaders again to urgently put these people first. These are people, children, young babies that we are making suffer at the taxpayers' expense on Nauru. There's men on Manus now who are in a terrible situation because of the policies that we've enacted. And we need to bring these people to Australia, and we could have done it. You know, years ago, the Turnbull administration could have done it the first day he was elected. The Abbott administration could have done it. But we haven't seen them do that. And it needs to happen very, very quickly because the suffering there is immense. And it is only due to the will of our political leaders.
Mm. Yeah, well, I imagine things are going to go a lot slower now than they would have been. It looks like they might be stuck on Manus and Nauru for a while longer while all of this is sorted out. And I'd imagine that America probably isn't the ideal place for refugees to be being sent at the moment with all the turmoil there. Will Trump's...
Well, that's another thing, yeah, people you know, have been sharing with as well, that they're excited about the opportunity of the deal should it ever come through for the ones who are chosen. But the much, you know, larger concern for them is if they do ever get there, what sort of reception will they receive? Because obviously we've seen, you know, massive backtracking by the Trump administration on their approach to resettling refugees, you know, an election that was, you know, won, as Trump says, on immigration, on locking refugees up. We've seen the U.S., you know, cancel or suspend their refugee program. And it's a terrible situation that the Australian government can solve, as I say, overnight. It can solve it today. It can have those people coming back to Australia, you know, and getting the support that they so badly require, you know, in coming days. And it's a tragedy that we haven't done it sooner.
Mm. Well, will Trump's immigration ban have any major effect on the refugees currently in detention on Manus and Nauru? Because I understand that a lot of them, the majority of them, are believed to be from the countries which have been banned for travel by the US.
Again, you know, this is an area where we're not incredibly clear. There's been conflicting reports. The latest information coming out suggests that, well, it was released earlier today before the government backtracked, made by Sean Spicer, the Trump presidential spokesperson, you know, said that all people would be considered under the original terms of the deal. And, of course, we have got people there from Iran, people from Sudan, people from some of those countries that have been, you know, currently suspended from entering the U.S. So, you know, it's we're all on tenterhooks. People on Nauru and Manus have suffered enough. Bring them here. Please, Malcolm Turnbull, bring these people here and stop their suffering.
Mm. Scott Morrison has commented that the world is catching up with Australia's immigration policies, and I believe Bill Shorten has also received a bit of flack for praise for Australia's immigration policies. In this sort of political climate, do you think we'll see any meaningful change in our laws anytime soon? Is America sort of a wake-up call, do you think?
Well, certainly we're not filled with optimism. But the reality is the current policies of Australia in, building a virtual wall and pushing people back to danger, people that come to us seeking safety on boats particularly, is equivalent to what Trump is talking about with, building his own wall, between the US and Mexico. We aren't incredibly optimistic, but the reality is the current policies of Australia, which are, adopting a unilateral approach to a global problem, they're doing immense damage to our reputation internationally. They're causing enormous harm to innocent people's lives. People, their only crime is seeking safety from persecution. And also, it's stopping the international community from getting behind a global solution, which is what is required if we are to manage, the challenge we face with the 65 million people in the world who are currently displaced. It's a global challenge, and we all must rise to meet it and work together to do so.
Yeah, well, it doesn't seem like we're going to get too far on a global scale before we all start to approach the problem more rationally. Tim, thanks so much for joining me this morning to give a little bit of insight on what we can expect to come in the future.
No, that's a great pleasure, Scott. Thank you.